Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line this morning is Dr. Nicole Epstein, healthcare practitioner specializing as a veterinary surgeon. A very good morning. How are you?
Hi, Howard. I'm good, and you?
I'm good, thank you. So let's just start off with this question. Can our pets get the coronavirus?
So far, there haven't been reports of cats, domestic cats and dogs getting coronavirus, but there have been cases of mink overseas in America getting coronavirus, or an orangutan at, I think it was the San Diego Zoo. But so far, no cats and dogs. Although cats and dogs do have their own type of coronavirus, but it works differently to the COVID-19 virus.
All right, fine. So we're not going to focus on that. Animals and pets are very, very much part of our lives. They become part of a family. They are fully integrated into families. How do we best keep them healthy? Do we need to have checkups every 6 months, take them for checkups once a year, vaccinate them? Give us a sense of what reasonable health care it means for a pet.
For a pet, when they're a puppy or a kitten, it's important for them to get their core vaccines. We usually do it from 6 weeks of age, and we do it, give them one vaccine every 2 weeks until they're about 16 weeks of age.
Okay.
And thereafter, we boost their vaccines from 6 to 9 months for the first year. And then usually once a year, we should be checking them at least once a year, vaccinating them once a year thereafter. For more chronic conditions, we need to see animals every year. It's also good to keep up with regular deworming and tick and flea preventative treatment.
Right. And what are the vaccinations against, certainly like specifically in, let's say, in Gauteng and Johannesburg?
So for your cats, we vaccinate against your panleukopenia virus, your herpes virus type 1, and your colicky virus, and then, of course, your rabies virus. For dogs, we also do rabies virus, and then we do your parvovirus, your parainfluenza virus, adenovirus, and distemper virus. Those are our core vaccines that we vaccinate against.
So even if you live in an area like Johannesburg, where rabies isn't a particularly particular concern, it is still something that we vaccinate against.
It isn't as prevalent here, say, as KZN, but it's still important to vaccinate against it. Also, some of your animals, you may be taking them down with you to the coast, or going to more rural areas or to farms. There are animals there that can carry rabies and transmit it to your dogs.
I know that that my one son lives in Israel. He has a dog. When he adopted him, he wasn't allowed, in fact, to take him out at all until he was fully vaccinated. It sounded a bit strange and something that we hadn't heard of. Is this sensible behavior?
Yes, it is. So when a kitten or puppy is born and they get colostrum from the mother, maternal antibodies are transferred, which is a type of passive immunity from the mother to the kitten or puppy. So these antibodies from the mother, they will interfere with vaccines until even up to 16 weeks of age. So we do vaccinate the three times, because one vaccine is not necessarily strong enough to give a long-acting active immunity because of those maternal antibodies. So we always recommend people not to take their dogs out to the park or to walk in the area until they've had all three of those vaccines, so that they are adequately protected against the viruses.
And if you adopt an animal, it might not be known, for example, if it's through the SPCA, if it's been found abandoned, they might not know what the situation is. Would they revaccinate under circumstances that?
So there is SPCA, and if they do revaccinate, and we then often the owner then brings them to us to give a booster. So it's not harmful to necessarily revaccinate. It's rather be safe than sorry if you don't know the vaccination history of the animal to start the vaccine procedure over again.
Absolutely. And one more question. Are you seeing more people taking pet insurance?
Yes, we're definitely seeing a lot more people taking pet insurance. So a few years ago, there were mainly only two companies on the market, and now there are far more companies offering pet insurance. And definitely with the TV adverts, it's definitely making people take out more pet insurance.
Is this something that you would recommend?
I think, yes, I think it is a good thing to have, because you may have circumstances where, say, your dog's had been hit by a car or has maybe gets a poisoning or needs an operation, and it is costly to lay out all that money at once. At least, you know, the medical aid will cover part of the treatment.
So it is something that people should look into. Fortunately, that is where we have to leave it. Dr. Nicole Epstein, healthcare practitioner, specializing as a veterinary surgeon. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us this morning.